David, you've said in the Commons just now that there was a fundamental principle of the House of Commons that was threatened. Can you explain what you meant by that?
Well, I think it's a pretty long-established principle, really, which is, first of all, that the House of Commons can debate exactly what it wishes to do without fear of interference from people outside the House. That's the privilege which was conferred by the Bill of Rights way back in 1688. But since then, and very importantly, that the public also have a right to know what is being said in the House of Commons. And that was something that was fought long and hard for in the 19th century, Wilkes and Liberty and all that. And I don't want to see us go into reverse on that by the use of injunctions or contempt of court proceedings, which actually fetter the opportunity of the press to report parliamentary proceedings properly.
And what action would you now like the government to consider?
Well, I think we've got to look at this on a number of fronts. I mean, first of all, there's the parliamentary position. We need to look at the way in which we protect the interests of, not so much of Parliament, because that sounds very pompous, but of the way people outside Parliament can hear what we have to say and can ensure that matters which are of importance are raised properly. The second issue, I think, is this whole business of the injunction in advance of reported material, which I think has grown inexorably over the last few years, where we have these super injunctions which prevent not only the reporting of material but also the reporting of the fact that the injunction is in place and who is involved in the legal proceedings. Now, I think that this needs control, and I think this is something that the Department of Justice is going to have to look at very seriously and see whether the courts are properly interpreting it and whether there isn't a case for at least better defining the opportunities for freedom of speech and ensuring that they're not prevented in an unwarranted way.
And what's your sense of the likelihood of such action being taken?
Well, I thought it was very interesting today that obviously we had Paul Farrelly, who was the person at the start of the proceedings with his question, raising an issue. I weighed in. We had David Davis, Conservative backbencher, but still a man of some influence in the Conservative Party, saying the same thing. And I strongly suspect, actually, that there may well be some sympathy on the part of someone like Jack Straw, who understands what Parliament's about, and may wish to take this issue up as well. So I'm hopeful that we will have a chance of first of all discussing it, but something emerging from that discussion, and certainly I shall do whatever I can on behalf of the Liberal Democrats to make sure that happens.
David Heath, many thanks.